On today's episode, we jump into travel hacking.
AKA how to travel for free or nearly free. We've just started our journey on travel hacking and are so excited to see where it leads us.
Stick around to hear about all the free flights and hotels we've been able to book, our successes and mishaps, and to see how you can get started using tested hacks for your next trip.
Welcome to the Travel More Podcast.
Each episode, we share custom itineraries, travel hacks, expert advice, and even stories of our past travel failures to help you level up your travel game.
I'm Shelly, a lover of plans, itineraries, and cheap flights. I'm an expert deal finder with one eye always on the budget.
And I'm Bruce, the improviser, ready to pick up where plans fail to turn letdowns into unexpected trip favorites. We're here to bust through barriers that stop you from making your travel dreams a reality.
So book that flight, buy the tickets, and say hello to your next adventure.
This is the Travel More Podcast.
So welcome to today's episode. I am super excited to be talking about this for a myriad of reasons. One being that, you know, we just talked about this before we started recording, and I said, we're at the beginning of our journey. And you said, what? And that is what it kind of feels like, because the very first thing we're going to talk about is a trip that we took back in 2017, right. Which was the true beginning of our journey. But in terms of travel hacking, and it's a huge industry, so I do kind of feel like we're in the beginnings, even though we've been here for years.
I guess you could say what I was thinking of is we started with a credit card. We weren't necessarily intensely considering travel hacking and all the things you could do like we are now. So right. We're really at the beginning.
Yes. And to just break down this idea of travel hacking, it is not sketchy and it's not illegal in any way, even though it feels like hacking doesn't feel like the nicest term. But what it really means is you use credit card points to transfer to other airlines, hotels, or to book directly with companies. So then you get it for free.
So one of the biggest things about that is the transfer increases value.
Yes.
So when you get points and if you were to just use your credit card points for what they offer, you may get an okay deal. You may get a not as great deal. But when you transfer them to, let's say, an airline, you'll see that it could increase it maybe double the actual cost. So
yeah. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. And this is actually going to be part of a bigger, longer kind of series that we're going to do on travel hacking. We're going to do kind of check-ins every 6 months to see what we're doing and if it's working or if we need to change our strategy a little bit. So if you're also starting to get into travel hacking but don't know where to start, this is a great place to start because you're going to just follow along on our journey. So without further ado, we can talk about how we got into this in the first place, which really came about because Bruce had a friend, well, it's both of our friends, Charlie Dan, and he was living in Germany at the time on a Fulbright scholarship. And we wanted to go see him, but I was getting my master's, so money was a little tight. And we saw that Capital One, the basic Capital One Venture card, not even the one with the $95 fee, just the baseline Capital One card, had a, I think, 60,000, maybe even just 40,000 point intro if you signed up for it. I don't think you had a credit card at all.
No, I think before this, I had just a checking account, a debit card. This was just after both of us graduated with our undergrad degrees. We were working hourly day jobs.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, I don't think I had to use a credit card until this.
Yeah, I had a Discover card because I got it right when I moved across the country, but I didn't use it that often. So this was kind of our first dive into credit card land. And so anyways, we both got this card. Both opened it up and got this bonus. And with that bonus, we were able to do what Capital One calls erasing your purchase of our flights to Europe. So our flights costed right at $500. We had that 40 or 60,000 point bonus, which effectively in Capital One means it's $400 to $600, depending on if it was 40,000 or 60,000. And then you'll have, you know, your spend points as well. But really it was mostly that bonus to book those tickets. And so we both flew to Europe for free. And I feel like we both got on the plane being like, is this real? Are they going to turn us away? Right. because it just felt too good to be true.
And, you know, one thing I'll say is we're talking about credit cards. For anybody out there that is nervous because of their spending habits, and I know Shelly was with her first credit card, one thing I don't think I've ever done is treated my credit card anything different than a debit card.
Yes, that's the first rule of travel hacking.
I would just say, first rule of travel hacking, first rule of credit cards is don't use it to carry a balance.
No, you just erase all of the benefits if you carry a balance.
Right. So we got in the habit of just, it was easy to manage one card, but it did feel kind of crazy how you were just earning money for spending money.
Yes.
And the intro bonus was another big one. So they still have this card, right? I think.
Yes, they do. And we're going to get into what I would consider like easy, medium, hard in terms of travel hacking and like where you could start, or if you wanted to jump all in, you could go that. But before I do that, just this year with our travel hacking in, this is just the very basic Capital One Eraser style travel hacking. So it is literally the most basic travel hacking you could do. And literally in this last year, going all the way back to last summer, we have had erased purchases for flights to Orlando and Miami. So two different round trip flights from Hartford. So it's not even the cheapest route. We also had a voucher now because the trip got canceled, but we had bought tickets to Scotland on our travel hacking. Now we have the voucher just sitting in our account, but just those three flights we've had erased, and that's just the baseline eraser purchases, not transferring miles or doing anything we're going to talk about later, but literally just
right. Nothing
spending money and getting money.
Nothing difficult. Just using our card for everyday things, groceries, utilities, etc.
And now that we're trying to step it up a little more, we have a trip in the works and we already have the hotels covered for all the entire trip because of the use of a couple different cards. So we'll get into that a little later. But just so you know, this can be used in a very simple way, extremely effective. So we're going to get into that right now.
We're going to break down getting into travel hacking into three categories, so essentially easy, medium, and hard. And what we were just talking about is essentially the easy level, where there's not too much except spending your own money and using a credit.
Yeah, there's almost no risk involved in the easy way. And so that's why I believe it's, and there's no really learning curve to it. I just actually got my dad started on this year, and he's already taken two free flights, and he just signed up in the summer. He does use it because he owns his own business, so he has a little different activity than we do on a credit card, but still he's already flying for free.
Right, because he got a bonus entry bonus. Mm-hmm. And then he went to where? He went out to his
Seattle.
Cruising port in Seattle, right?
No, he went to Seattle and then he's coming here.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, which he's coming from Memphis International Airport, which is a small airport in the scheme of things, and so usually fairly expensive flights in and out of Memphis.
And when you think about it, you know, he just started this.
Very, very recently.
And otherwise, when we've talked, it's been a barrier for him, money-wise, to get out to, like, Seattle to see his friend he hasn't seen in how many years?
30 years, I think.
30 years.
And then to come see us up
and
here.
He did nothing except start using a card for business, whatever his expenses were.
Yep.
And now he has free tickets. Yep. And that was the only thing that was stopping him.
Absolutely. That's why I just feel like everyone should be utilizing this. If you can be responsible in your spending and not carry a balance. And yes, we are going to continue to say that because that is the most important thing with this. So the very first one we've been talking about it is that Capital One Venture Card. So here's where one of our mishaps is, I believe, is that when we started, we got the base level, no annual fee credit card. And even if you're just starting out, I think you should just go ahead for that $95 Capital One card. It has a higher bonus, it has better perks, and it's really not that expensive a year. And I just think that that's a better use of your wallet space.
If you know you're going to book something and this is where you're at and you don't, you know, I would say $95, if that's not a big stretch for you for a year, it's definitely worth it. It's double the points, right? It's two times on that one.
Yeah, you get two times points on every single purchase.
1.5, I believe.
Yes, and the higher bonus, and you can bank points for years. It's not like you have to travel every year. We banked points for years and years during COVID and while we were in Florida because we weren't really flying much. So we banked points for years and then had a whole bunch to use at once.
And the simplicity, really the reason why we say Capital One for travel is because of the simplicity of the purchase eraser.
Yes.
It's just you buy things on the card, you see the statement credit, you see the statement, and then you just choose qualifying
purchases
and just erase it. You get accredited back. And qualifying purchases are not just hotels or flights, but even like taking Ubers, transportation, anything related to travel.
Yep. Not food and restaurants.
Right. Not dining, because that's its own category.
Right. But any kind of taxi, a lot of times subway tickets are included on that. depending on how things are coded, sometimes theme park tickets, although that one can get a little tricky, it has to be coded as travel within the credit card world.
If it was entertainment, like concert tickets, it would be in the credit card world, it would be another category.
Correct.
And before we move on from this, even beyond just the points and the purchase racer and the ease of it, there are other benefits that people often overlook.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So one major benefit in our mind for the Capital One, the $95, is that you do get a credit for global entry or TSA pre-check with this card. So we went ahead and did global entry with it, but it depends on if you're going to use it to travel internationally. But either way, you would get one. So what global entry gives you is you can kind of skip past customs when you are re-entering the United States from a different country. With global entry, you also get TSA pre-check. So if you are going to be traveling internationally, it makes sense to just go ahead and get that global entry. And then you get the TSA pre-check as a side bonus, which, I mean, we use more often, but it is nice to have that global entry as well.
Let me tell you, if you're someone who is nervous and gets to the airport 4 hours before because you never know what's happening with parking and security, this is seriously going to cut down on your anxiety.
Yes. I mean, we went through, and this was after a hurricane, so there was some pretty intense crowds in some of the airports. And we waited, and we didn't even wait in security. We literally walked up to the guy.
Oh, this last trip to Orlando?
Yeah, right. Checking IDs. Like, we didn't wait in a line at all.
Yeah, there's rarely a wait. And other benefits, too. I don't think you have to take your shoes off, typically. Mm-mm. You don't have to rustle through your bag and get your laptop out. Nope. It makes it so much easier, and it's so much less stressful to just get in and get going.
So that's one of the benefits that comes with that $95 Capital One Venture card. And we've loved Capital One. They've been great to us. We've had them for years now, and we just think it's a really solid card.
Yeah, their customer service. Anytime I've called, I've never waited. They always fix things. And just a couple other fringe benefits, too. If you rent a car, typically they give you insurance and cover car rentals, so you don't need to tack that on at Hertz or wherever else. And there's some other travel type insurance protections and roadside assistance on there as well.
Yeah, these are pretty basic, though, and they definitely get better as we move through these different cards in terms of those fringe benefits, but we'll get there later. So that is our very easiest, purchase eraser, $95, very low risk type of travel hacking that we've been doing for years. Our next kind of more medium, so to speak, risk involved in travel hacking is still a Capital One card, and it's brand new. It's the Capital One Venture X card. Now, this one has a more medium risk factor in it because it is $395. So you may already be like, oh my gosh, nope, skip past this part, like not paying $395 a year for a credit card. And I thought the very same thing.
Right, what am I doing paying to use a card to spend? At first, it didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't make any sense. And then I started looking into it, and I was like, wait a minute. I can make this work for us. And actually, it's not difficult at all to get that benefit.
So the perks that make this card worth it are those benefits. And they include a $300 travel credit, which you get when you book travel through the Capital One portal. Better insurance on all your travel insurance on auto rentals, similar to the previous level card, but it just amps it up. It's better quality, more value. You still get TSA pre-check or global entry, which is $100 credit when you go and apply for it. And you get a 10,000 point bonus annually on your anniversary for the card.
So how Capital One works when you use that travel eraser is it is a 1 cent per point redemption. So if you look up travel blogs, you'll see they talk about it all the time, like what is a good redemption, what is not. I won't get into that too much on this episode. Really, it's a good redemption if you're traveling for free. It may not be, money-wise the best redemption you could possibly get, but if you're getting free travel, it's worth it. Only when you get really into it do you really care about that price per point redemption value. 10,000 points then is about $100.
Right. And that's an easy way to look at it, which makes it's still not too complicated.
No,
you can
it's not
see
at all.
If you have 10,000, it's 100. So 100 points is $1. You just take two zeros off, you know exactly the value.
Exactly. And the nice thing about both these Capital One erasers is that you don't have to have the full amount. So say you bought a plane ticket for 150, but you only have 10,000 points. It will just take that $100 off of your statement. So you don't have to have the full or exact amount of points. So that's one thing. So that's $100 right off the bat. So $100 off your annual fee. that you know you'll get the use out of, and you can bank those, you don't have to use them every year, then that $300 travel credit, which is through a travel portal, and I am not a huge fan of using third-party travel portals for booking travel. So I stick to either rental cars or hotels for that, because I think they're a little more reliable and a little easier to track than flights, because we all know the flights have been a little funky since COVID. So I wouldn't necessarily risk it with a flight reservation through a third-party portal, but hotels are usually a pretty good bet. So if you're staying in $300 worth of hotels a year, which is not hard to do.
Right. That could literally be two nights sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, easy. It could be one night, actually.
Could be one night.
So, you know, if you're staying in $300 worth of hotels and you're either going to bank or use 10,000 points or a $100 travel credit, that's why I think this card is worth it, because that right there is the entire annual fee.
So when you look at the annual fee, it's not really a fee. You're just pre-buying these benefits that if you already are going to do this, it's no more expense to you. And you're getting points when you buy things anyway on the card.
And I forgot one of the best travel bonus or perks that this card even has, which we've used so many times since having it, which is that priority pass. How do we forget that?
Oh,
that
only comes with this one.
That only comes
so
with
that,
this one.
That's so, a new addition that I've never done before. But man, let me tell you.
Let's explain
like a
little bit.
It's a friend of mine who did first class travel, which I have yet to do, and just told me, don't do it. It'll ruin you for life. You'll never be able to.
Yeah.
So this is how I feel about sitting in an airport now and not going to a lunch.
Yeah, so let's talk about priority pass a little bit. So that priority pass does come with this Capital One Venture X. And the fun thing about this is it not only comes with the primary card holder, so the only one paying the $400 a year fee.
You get a buddy.
You also get a buddy on the priority pass, plus any authorized user on your account also gets their very own priority pass. So Bruce is the only one who holds the primary card on this Capital One Venture X. I'm an authorized user on the card. So, you know, that works like any other authorized user. But also, I get my own priority pass. So between the two of us, we can bring like six people into an airport lounge for free. And priority passes have them all over the place. They're not in every single airport, but we have had great luck.
I don't think there's been a place. So let's just list them. So JFK, I don't know if we went to the lounge, but we did go to this awesome steakhouse in Terminal 8, I believe.
We got $37 per person
free food. And it's not a cheap place.
No.
But it was really good quality. It's a nice New York style steakhouse with really big steakhouse burgers and cuts of whatever you want.
So we spent like $30 there getting each like an old fashioned and a meal.
Yeah, so we got a cocktail and we both got like steak burgers or something, which was really good. And we did not spend that much. So if there's not a lounge you get access to, there's often credits at restaurants.
Yes.
So JFK had one. When we went to, where else were some, Orlando and Miami?
Yes. Orlando and Miami have them. Hartford does not. So that's our, main hub when we go in, domestically.
But I don't know that we've ever really waited in Hartford too long.
No, it's such a small airport.
That one is, and Hartford is expanding. They just built a whole garage. So I imagine there may be a lounge coming.
Yes, there may be, but we've only had this Capital One Venture X since May, I think. So we've been to the Orlando one twice. We've had good experiences of both. And then when we went to Africa, there was one in every single airport.
Oh, yeah.
Airport
and
we went
the
to.
Notable one, if you ever get a chance to go towards that part of the world, into Asia, into Africa, the Middle East, definitely go Qatar.
Yeah.
Qatar Airways. And if you go to Doha, massive airport, they have a couple different lounges.
But this one, the priority pass one, it was very nice. And we got, there wasn't drinks at that one, I don't think.
There was, I think.
Was there
wine?
Was
wine.
Yeah, so maybe we just weren't into the wine after a 14-hour flight.
Well, we were really just, you know, hydration is key when you're on a flight. I don't really recommend always drinking.
No, not on long hauls.
Like 72 hours of travel like that
was.
But it was great. I mean, the food is free. It's often...
The drinks are free.
Everything is free. There's different kinds of seating. There's usually place. This one had a place with cots that you could actually sleep.
Yeah.
There's showers you can use.
Yep.
Yeah. There's places to charge things. There's tables to work at.
Yeah, it's just a really nice place to be in the airport. And when we went to very small airports in Africa, both in Rwanda and in
Uganda,
Entebbe, they both had an airport lounge for a priority pass. And those airports, first of all, there wasn't air conditioning, at least in the Ugandan airport, but there was in the lounge.
Yes.
And there were seats that were almost like airport seats themselves. Like, not airport, but airplane seats. They were very small and very together.
And not comfortable.
Not comfortable. But then in the lounge, they were like big comfy seats, like reclining, again, free food. They had a cappuccino bar. They had miscellaneous beers. So it was just a much more comfortable place to hang out. And it was free because the priority pass comes with our Capital One Venture X.
To be honest, like, I think it's my favorite benefit of the cards is having the pass, because it just makes flying so much more comfortable.
Yes.
And if you have any amount of layover too.
Yes, absolutely. So that's, I can't believe we forgot.
And I mean,
that.
Talk about money. You could spend so much buying food in the airport.
Yeah.
This is, you don't spend anything. And you know you've got food. You know you've got something all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Last but not least, we wanted to talk about kind of an advanced travel hacking. So what we just talked about, the Capital One Venture Card, the Capital One Venture X, those are our easy, medium travel hacking that we've already done.
And one thing I want to say about risk when we're saying these easy and medium, it's the risk that the money you're putting into getting these, if you don't end up using those benefits we're talking about, that's what we mean by risk.
Yeah.
So you end up losing the value if you don't take advantage of them each year.
Of the perks,
right?
Of
the perks.
Absolutely. So this next little section we're going to talk about is kind of where we're hoping to head in the next couple of months or so. And we've already gotten started on a little bit. So this is the travel hacking that you'll see most on Instagram and the blogs. And this is like really how to get things for free, especially flights.
Right. Up until now, we would still call it travel hacking. But what we're about to describe is truly how you can get things like a first class flight to Asia for free, and you would end up costing you $10,000 at least.
Right, or just paying like the $100 in taxes or whatever it is. So this, I'm going to start this with the first thing people will say, and this is actually where most people say to start travel hacking, and I disagree clearly because we just went over another thing, but is called the Chase Trifecta. So Chase has what most people believe to be the best travel cards, and that's because they have such a huge inventory of ability to transfer their points to airlines.
Yes.
So how this works is where if you have 10,000 points on your Chase card, you wouldn't use them to erase purchases because it's not as good a deal as, say, the Capital One because it's not one for one. So instead, you transfer those 10,000 points to your Southwest Airways account. And then you'd use those just as miles through Southwest or whatever the airline that they're pairing for is.
Right. And to break it down slowly, because even when I think about this, it's, it just becomes a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about Capital One, it's very easy to think about the value of your points. 100 points is $1 mm-hmm. every time. So if you buy a $200 plane ticket and you have 20,000 points, you've erased it. It's covered. Other credit cards, there is an equation and it's not always equal to the value.
Like not even a little bit. So you can find, for example, they call them like unicorns, but you can find 15,000 points. So if we're using Capital One money, that's $150, which you'd never find, the 15,000 point flight from anywhere in the continental US to Hawaii.
Right.
So you'd never find a $150 flight, but you can find $15,000 or 15,000 point flights on certain airlines in very specific times. And like I said, they're very hard to find, but you can. So this is where people get really into, alliances, airline alliances, like even if you're flying United, then you book on this other airline because you can transfer and it gets a little confusing. So this is where people start to have their spreadsheets and,
there's flexibility involved in where are you going? Well, you're going where the deals are.
Yes.
And it does. And it takes, it's a multi-step process.
Yes. So for us, that looks like our Chase Trifecta is the Chase Sapphire. So that's like their very basic, again, the $95 annual fee, very comparable to the Capital One, the one we talked about first. So it's $95 a year. It also comes with a lot of those same protections. It does not come with the TSA PreCheck and it does not have the eraser function in the same way that the Capital One card does. However, if you have other cards that you get cash back for or anything else on the Chase family of cards, like the Chase Freedom Flex card, and that's a cashback card, if you do not have the Chase Sapphire, the paid $95 one, you cannot combine points across the Chase family cards. So you have to have a card that has that $95 fee to be able to combine your Chase points, which is really the crux of this. So we had to have this card, even though we have the Capital One that has a very similar portfolio of insurances and things like that. So we have that card. Then we have our business, clearly. So we also have the business card, the Chase Inc., which we had a nice sign-up bonus for, and now those are combined. Hopefully our next step will be another Chase business card because those have better sign-on bonuses. And then we will have three Chase cards and we'll use them in rotation. So this is where it gets complicated. We did warn you.
Multiple cards, spreadsheets.
Yeah. So for example, our Chase Sapphire gets 3 times on dining. Our Capital One only gets 2 times. So we use the Chase Sapphire anytime we eat out.
Right. So this is where you start using different credit cards for different types of purchases because of bonuses.
Yes. And there are many apps that you can get that, you know, keep track of the bonus and things like that. The one we're about to add on, another Ink card, has rotating bonuses similar to the Discover card. So you have to keep track of like which is the rotating bonus for that quarter. So it definitely gets more complicated, but you can add up your points a lot faster than you can at just a flat 2%.
Right. Well, what would take you maybe a year to get the value of just spending money on a basic Capital One venture, Venture X, you might be able to do within a, let's say, a financial quarter.
Right. So it does make sense. And if you're going, you know, if you have some time and energy to put into it, this might be a good option for you. There are so many blogs, and I will link my very favorite down in the show notes for you that kind of go over, you know, the strategy.
They crunch the numbers.
Yes, they crunch the numbers for you, and they have access to lots of different blogs. I mean, not blogs, but apps that will help you keep track. We have Card Pointers, just the free one. We haven't gone to the upgrade version because we're cheapskates. but we have the free version of Card Pointers, which tells me it very quickly, like in a one screen, you know, oh, you're going shopping, use this card. Oh, you're going to groceries, use this card. Gas, use this card. So it does help you kind of keep track of those types of things.
As we evolve, we may purchase the upgraded version.
May.
Actually, you know, just to say, that's a good thing. Some people, one thing I'll caution against is if you hear this and you say, I'm ready for the highest level, let's go. But you don't take trips all the time. You've not built this up. A reason why I think Shelly and I have been successful in traveling more is because over 10 years, we've slowly added these things on.
Yes.
And when we get an app like Card Pointers or Scott's Cheap Flights, we did not start by saying, yeah, purchase the premium package. We start with free. We see what we can get out of it. So just a sidebar.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we are definitely people who count our pennies and then, you know, spend half of our paycheck going to Africa for a summer. So we have a balance for sure of, you know, what we will not spend money on and then what we'll splurge on. And in general,
it's grown and changed over time with experiences. So.
But in general, we don't buy things like the Card Pointers app Pro unless we're absolutely sure that we'll get the value out of it.
Right. So anyway, the Chase Trifecta. One more card. We have the business.
We have two business cards. We have one business card.
Yes,
and one kind of personal card, and we're about to get the second business card. So that will complete our Chase Trifecta. That's not actually the one that you'll probably find if you just look up things. But because we use that Capital One Venture card for most things at 2 times the points, which is actually a very nice earning like value, because we have that one and we use it and we like Capital One so much, we went for 2 business cards. One business card has 5 times the points, which think about that. 2 times the points, Venture X. That's a great earning bonus on like normal day-to-day purchases, but 5 times the points is what you get at things like Staples for the one of the business cards that we have. And so what you can do is you can wait for Staples to have these sales where they have gift cards, MasterCard and Visa gift cards, where they take the fee out. You know, usually it costs like $5 to get a MasterCard with like $100 on it, but they have pretty often like twice a month sales where they take that fee off. And then you can do things like buy $500 in MasterCard gift cards. So it's just a gift card. You can use it anywhere. But then you get five times the points on it. And then you use it in normal ways. So this is the advance. The first time
I
did this,
it felt like I was like laundering money or something.
Yeah, it does feel a little
But it's when you think about it, you're just using your money to buy another, like a gift card that you can use in any way. There's nothing wrong with that. But because you're putting, it's your own risk of buying with credit.
Yes.
So that's why it doesn't, you know, it's not like it's anything wrong with that. But it's up to you to pay off the card.
Of course.
But again, if you go back to saying, I know I have this much money to spend, I'm using this like a debit card, I'm going to put $500, I get the points from that, now I have gift cards, and I'm going to use my gift cards to then
buy
other things, buy groceries, so that, you know, you're just kind of moving your money around almost the same way someone might do with like in bank accounts and savings and CDs and things like
that. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. And, you know, they close these types of loopholes all the time, so you definitely have to be kind of aware because there are many things that people do like this. This is a very basic one, but there are ones that people get a little intense in, and they close loopholes. So if you're really interested in this type of travel hacking thing, there are huge blogs.
Check out our links. We'll share them.
But you know, the points guys, you've heard of them. But there are even, you know, different ones as well.
But that's just like a taste of, I guess, the highest level, the highest risk, the more complicated, you know, aspect. And if you find yourself really into it, definitely check out some of those blogs and articles.
Absolutely. And then once again, like I mentioned, we'll be checking back in about 6 months to see what we've done with our Chase trifecta and see if it's worked for us or if we're going to just stick with erasing purchases in Capital One.
There was one card I wanted to talk about, Shelley. I don't know if we brought up the Bonvoy card.
Oh, and it's just another,
you know, so going back, you know, you may not have a business, so you may not have the business card, but there are other ways to get the Chase trifecta.
Yes, but I will mention, and just a very quick aside, that when we say a business, so we own a bona fide LLC business. However, I've seen many, many of people get a business card with things like tutoring or babysitting,
right,
or selling on Etsy, or, you know, multiple things that kind of people do on the side that wouldn't be like an LLC.
And it's not very difficult to get that type of credit card.
No. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that while we're talking about business credit cards, many, many people have business credit cards that do not have, you know, like this bona fide kind of business.
Probably the most difficult thing about getting the benefit from signing on with a business credit card is that the amount you need to spend.
There's a high.
So usually it's about 3 months, and the amount you need to spend to get the bonus is much more than a personal card because they assume you're purchasing for a business.
Correct.
So the trick with that might be to wait until you have a bigger project.
Something maybe, you already know you're going to spend money on.
Right. Don't create new things just to do this, but time it so that, okay, it's been a few months since we got a credit card, so I'm not worried about my credit score getting hit from it. And of course, if you do this right, it'll boost your credit score right back up afterwards. But just wait till you have something big, like something, you know, maybe with a car or a home, or if you know somebody. You know, this is another trick. If you know someone who's doing that kind of a big purchase, you could always talk to them about.
And like a family member, do not.
Not someone who you just met.
Yeah, or someone who is distant to you. What we used, you know, Bruce's mom, you know, had some things and we mentioned, you know, buying it on our card and having her just pay us cash because she wasn't going to use a credit card anyway. So things like that, if you have people like that, but
close,
be cautious
family
with that, which we don't even have to explain why.
No.
But we planned it with that venture, or not the venture, but the business card, we planned it to pay off our Africa trip.
Right.
So we also planned it at a specific time when we knew we'd have a bigger purchase coming up.
Yeah. And it's honestly a good way to think about your credit health too, because once you're opening cards and you have diverse credit lines of credit and you're paying off balances, it really can improve quickly your credit score.
This episode could be 3 hours long, but there are many rules to this travel hacking, and one is not opening a ton of credit cards in like a month.
So to wrap it up, I just wanted to share the one card that I really thought was fun to get. It was the Marriott Bonvoy.
Yes, so the Marriott Bonvoy card came about because we had a Marriott stay coming and they had a nice sign-on bonus. That's another thing to watch for credit cards is I would look up what their past bonuses have been before you take the plunge. This is a mishap of ours. We've done a couple of times where we didn't wait for the best sign-on bonus, which is really where you're going to find the bulk of the benefits for that card. because it's going to take you a long time to earn 100,000 points. But if they have 100,000 point sign on, that's huge. So they had a decent enough sign on bonus for us. It was, I think $300 and a free night certificate or 60,000 points. And we used that when we went to LA. Then recently we went back into our account. Notice we had about 90,000 points saved up on our Marriott just through normal spend. You get a ton of points when you use it to book Marriott. So we had booked the Marriott on that card as well. So we had about 90,000 points or 80,000 points. And we used half of them to book our hotels in Portugal for our trip this Christmas. So definitely you can use different cards, even different than the ones that we have mentioned. If you have particular brand loyalties, you know you like to stay at Marriott, that's a great card to have. Hyatt's an even better card to have. It's the one I'm checking out next. So there's definitely brand loyalty cards that can play into this mix as well.
And when you're looking, one thing to remember that I didn't realize is how many hotels Marriott operates. So sometimes they come under different names. They have different levels and tiers. I want to say there's maybe 6-7 tiers of hotels for Marriott.
Yeah, I think it might be closer to 5, but there's like 30 brands.
There's many brands, yeah. But there. So you might think, oh, I don't know many Marriotts, but you probably do.
Yeah, Westin.
Exactly. Is it Fairfield Inn?
Fairfield, Courtyard.
Courtyard, Marriott, and anything from very economic or business quick stays off the
highway. To the Ritz-Carlton.
To like deluxe. And they even have bought up certain, they used to be independent hotels.
Those are my favorite.
They're the best. They're boutique hotels, and they still operate in this independent sense, but they have an overarching management of Marriott.
And those are called the Autograph Hotel Collection, if you're looking. Those are always my favorite.
Definitely check it out. Totally think it's worth it.
Absolutely. So really, to wrap this all up, well, I think we've said that 3 times now, but to really wrap this all up, our favorite brand of credit card is Capital One. If I were just starting listening to this podcast, my very first choice would be that Capital One Venture X card, because I know totally. I spend that $300 hotel credit a year, or the booking credit that I'd use on hotels.
Too.
It's so easy. And also that 100,000 or 10,000, which is $100. So I know that I'd get the benefit every year out of that. And I would honestly just keep listening to us to see if we succeed or fail in this Chase trifecta.
Let us practice for you.
Yeah, before I jumped into that, because it is getting quite mind-numbing in terms of all of the different things you have to keep in mind. So we will keep you updated on the advanced travel hacking. But if you're just starting out, do check our links down at the bottom. We do have an affiliate link for the Capital One Venture X card. So we get points if you sign up through us, which would be very nice. But yeah, I mean, that's where I'd start, honestly, if it were me that medium category.
Thanks for listening.
Did you know that every time you book a Disney or Universal vacation, you're paying for a service that you may not even be using?
Really?
That's right. Travel agent costs are added to your Disney or Universal vacation, whether you use one or not.
So you're telling me that I'm paying for something even though I'm not getting the help?
You got it. So next time you want to book a theme park vacation, make your money work for you. By booking with Magic Pass Travel, you'll get our expertise and years of experience without paying any extra and while supporting a small business.
Check out our show notes to find our contact information.
Can't wait to help you plan your next adventure.